Hello, friends, and welcome to The Daily Good, a podcast filled with upbeat news, thoughts, music, and inspiration from all around the world. Good things are happening every day, but sometimes they're hard to find, so this podcast is a daily collection of the good stuff. It's important for us to stay active and aware of the concerns in the world around us, but it's also vital to give yourself time to reframe and refocus in your daily routine. And we could all use reminders of the good in the world and the great things that are happening everywhere, every day. So with that said, here's today's Daily Good. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Daily Good podcast. My name's Peter. Welcome to the middle of the week, my friends. It's a Wednesday, and we have managed to get to the midpoint of another week together, everyone. So congratulations. Hooray, or huzzah, if you prefer. It is the midpoint, the 50-yard line, and I'm really pleased that not only are we already at this point in the week, but we're also kind of getting close to the end of our second month of the year already. That's pretty impressive, right? We've come this far, and we're all doing okay. At least I hope we're all doing okay. I hope you're doing fine wherever you are and whatever you're up to today. I'm doing okay. This year has so far, and I'm trying really hard not to jinx it, but so far this year hasn't been too bad, and I'm hoping that it kind of continues that way. I've said it before, I'll say it again, I just want a quiet year. I just want a year with a little bit less drama. I don't want any terribly, you know, great things to happen any more than I want any terribly terrible things to happen. Just a nice even keel would be lovely. Let's shoot for boring this year. So I'm feeling pretty good, apparently. How are you doing today? It's a Wednesday for you too, and hopefully this Wednesday finds you in fine fettle, in very good spirits, and going about your day hopefully in a good frame of mind. And if it's not as good a frame of mind as you might otherwise hope, well, here's hoping that spending the next 15 or 20 minutes together with this podcast can help make things go a little bit better. Who knows? I know that it's always going to get a little bit better if we all do this right now. If we all just pause for a moment and take a slow, deep breath in together, and then let it out again really slowly. Isn't that better? I feel better. And now that we're feeling a little better, let's get into today's podcast with our first good news story, which is delightful. If you weren't in a happier mood yet, this story may very well do the trick, because an iconic species in the UK is showing some signs of recovery. We're talking about hedgehogs, absolutely adorable little mammals whose numbers have unfortunately been dwindling for decades. But a couple of weeks ago, further signs have come that they might be staging sort of a comeback in urban areas of the UK. So a survey conducted by Gardeners World magazine reported that sightings of hedgehogs were up 2% last year over 2022. The editor of the magazine, Kevin Smith, said that the increase is, quote, a positive indication that we're making progress in coexisting with nature. Now, this kind of reconciles nicely with the findings of another report from 2022 on the state of hedgehogs in the UK. That report found that in rural areas, hedgehogs are continuing to decline, but the populations in urban areas are stabilizing and even growing, which is highlighting the importance of gardens and green spaces. That takes us next to The Good Word, the segment of the podcast where we turn to the power of great language to improve our lives every single day. Sometimes that's through hearing beautiful poetry, and other times by sharing powerful passages from great world literature, and still other times just by hearing uplifting or inspiring quotes from remarkable people. Well, today and tomorrow are the last 2 days of the month, and February here in the month, in the United States rather, is Black History Month. So we have been hearing remarkable quotes from great Black Americans all month long. And we continue that today, and we will wrap it up tomorrow. But our quote for today comes from Katherine Johnson. Now, that name may not be immediately familiar to you, but if you saw the movie Hidden Figures, Katherine Johnson was one of those legendary NASA mathematicians who was depicted in that film, and she was played by Taraji P. Henson in the movie. So this is a quote from the real Katherine Johnson. "I don't have a feeling of inferiority. Never had. I'm as good as anybody, but no better." That's one of my favorite quotes that I've come across in recent memory. A lot of the quotes that I get to share with you all here in this segment are ones that I've heard for a long time. But this was a relatively new one, and I really like it because it has so much dignity and yet still an appropriate sense of humility. You know what I mean? Like it embodies the best of both of those things, a sense of pride and self-worth, but not to the point of arrogance, and still with a sense of a part of the belonging to the human race. It's just a great quote. Let's hear it again. "I don't have a feeling of inferiority. Never had. I'm as good as anybody, but no better." Katherine Johnson. That takes us next to Good to Know, the segment of the podcast where I try to dazzle you with fascinating facts and trivia on any subject that I choose. Well, again, all month long, we have been hearing great bits of information and historical trivia about Black history. So here is some more great Black sports history. On April 5th, 1947, Jackie Robinson became the first African-American to play Major League Baseball when he joined up with the Brooklyn Dodgers. He then led the league in stolen bases that season and was named Rookie of the Year. Good to know. We come to our second good news story next, and this is good news, but it's also kind of like it's always good to have medical information reinforced, and this is yet more good indications for why people should quit smoking if they have even started. It is never too late to quit smoking, but the sooner you quit, the better. And that is the conclusion from a major new study that looked at medical data from nearly 3 million Koreans. And it found that the risk of lung cancer fell by 42% within 15 years for quitters compared to those who didn't quit. Smaller falls of 27%, 20%, and 14% were recorded for liver, colorectal, and stomach cancers, respectively. The study concluded, quote, "Smoking cessation at any age helps reduce the cancer risk, and early cessation before middle age, especially for lung cancer, exhibited a substantial risk reduction." That brings us around to Wonderful World, the segment of the podcast where we get to travel all over this big, beautiful planet of ours together, thanks to the marvels of modern technology. Well, all this week we are exploring the beautiful nation of Chile in South America, and today we head to the beautiful city of La Serena, which is just a few hours south of the capital of Santiago. And in the video that I'm sharing with you today, which is only 6 minutes long, a young couple explores the city of La Serena. When they got there, they didn't have any reservations at a hostel or hotel. They didn't have any particular ideas of what the city had to offer. So it is a very realistic look at what would happen if you just turned up in the city of La Serena and went for a bit of a wander. And of course, I love the video because there are quite a few features related to food and natural wonders, and then more food, and then some things to see and do in the city, and then more food. And that, as you all know, is a way that I think is best to experience a place and a culture. Get into their food. So click on the link in the show notes for this segment of today's episode and head on over to YouTube, where you can spend about 6 minutes exploring the beautiful city of La Serena in Chile. So we come to the rotating segment of the podcast. Every day of the week, this segment has a different theme. And on Wednesdays, that theme is Good For You, where I get to talk to you about something that I think would be good for you because it's been good for me. Well, I've mentioned this several times over the course of this podcast, the nearly 1,000 episodes of this podcast, but it bears repeating because, I don't know, maybe you just started listening to the show and you haven't heard this yet. And for those of you who have heard it, you could probably use the reminder, vintage Disney cartoons are good for your soul. The quality of animation is brilliant, the gags are genuinely funny, and they tend to just be very pleasant, very mild, very sweet. It's just the thing for when you've had a really hard day, or you just want to unwind, you need to relax a little bit. And because they're all, you know, they're short subjects, they were, you know, what were known as one or two reelers, they're all anywhere from 7.5 to 8.5 minutes long. So it's never going to take up a whole lot of time. You can watch as many or as few of them as you desire. What I'm sharing with you is a brilliant playlist that someone put together on YouTube that has 71 old Mickey Mouse cartoons in particular. These are all from the mid-1930s. Some of them go back to the early 1930s. The further down you go in the playlist, the earlier they get, until eventually you get to the very first Mickey Mouse cartoon ever created. Not the first one released, which was Steamboat Willie, but the first one ever animated, which was called Plain Crazy. And then it comes all the way up to some real classics of the mid-1930s. Mickey's Amateurs, Magician Mickey, Mickey's Circus, just one after the other. So give yourself a little bit of a break today if you need one, and go hug your inner child. Click on the link in the show notes for this segment of today's episode. Head on over to YouTube and spend a few minutes watching some classic vintage Disney cartoons. We wrap up the podcast for today with Sounds Good, the segment where I get to talk to you about music and musicians that I love. And all week long, I'm just sharing with you some of my favorite performances from Black artists. And today I'm sharing one of my all-time favorites, the brilliant Oscar Peterson, the most recorded jazz musician of all time. And, you know, if you know anything about my particular affection for Oscar Peterson, you'll know that I consider the Oscar Peterson Trio to be the pinnacle of piano jazz music. And specifically, I like the version of the trio that he led when he had a drummer, when it was himself on piano, the brilliant Ray Brown on the upright bass, and Ed Thigpen on the drums. This was his trio in the mid-1960s. I want to say 63, 64, 65 maybe, somewhere in there. They turned out one brilliant album after another. Jazz Portrait of Frank Sinatra, Night Train, my number one favorite jazz album of all time, on and on and on. But what I'm sharing with you today is more or less the entirety of a 40-minute set that they did in a concert in Denmark in 1964. This was, in fact, May 19th of 1964, and it is that version of the Oscar Peterson Trio that I love so much. It's phenomenal to be able to take in a virtual concert like this. It's one of the marvels of the age we live in, that we have access to all these things right at our fingertips. So I'm going to suggest that you watch this on a nice big screen and pretend that you're there. You are there in 1964 in Denmark listening to one of the greatest jazz trios of all time. And as a special added bonus, the very last song that they play as an encore is Oscar Peterson's own Hymn to Freedom, which is an absolute favorite of mine. So click on the link in the show notes for this segment of today's episode. Head over to YouTube and give yourself a 40-minute free concert of the Oscar Peterson Trio live in 1964. And that's it for today's Daily Good. There are links to many of today's segments on the website at the-daily-good.com. Make sure to check out our Instagram account and Twitter feed to get more of the Daily Good every day. Our theme music, On the Sunny Side of the Street, was recorded by the brilliantly talented Jonathan Stout. Thank you again so much for joining me, and come back anytime you need a boost.